The majority of students categorized as English language learners in the Douglas School District are American citizens born and raised in the United States. Denise Cox is the assistant director of curriculum for the district and used to be an elementary school principal. She says students' parents, friends, and other family members speak to them in Spanish, and they listen to the radio and watch TV in Spanish.
So the social languages in Spanish, we need to get them to speak the academic language. And that's where it's hard for these kids.
Cox says a small number of students in the English Development Program went to summer school this year, but the majority did not. And teachers in the program are likely to have a hard time getting those students' language skills back to where they were in May because they haven't used English in an academic way for the last 2 months.
The kids who maybe the parents don't speak English or don't have that support at home are our lower kids.
Karina Monge-Moen is the director of the English Language Development Program in the Douglas School District. She says the first few weeks of school are always challenging for teachers, but especially for those with English language learners.
It's coming to figure out where you're going to begin with the students, because you have kids who went to summer school and they're right there, they're ready to move on, and then you have kids who may have done nothing this summer and they're below on everything. So it's finding that middle ground that matches, that'll meet all the needs of the students. They change so much with their language ability, and so I might have a fourth grade classroom that has intermediate kids, but it also has pre-emergent kids and basic kids who are at the low end of their language ability, and then I have kids who are just right there, almost ready to pass. So it's finding that middle ground and not just focus on one. I have to be able to make them all successful.
She says in the 4 years that she has been teaching what was known as English as a second language, she has only had two students who were what she calls true ELL students. One was from Cuba and the other one from Mexico City. She says they had not had English classes in the past and spoke only Spanish, which made it easier for teachers.
When they come here and take an ELD classroom, they get out of the program faster than our students who have never been taught in either way. It takes them about a year to get out of the program because it's just making that transition from taking the Spanish structure and how it works in English structure, and then they're out.
She says the challenge is those students who have lived in Douglas most of their lives. They speak Spanish at home, but they don't know how to write in Spanish or how to use language correctly.
They speak what we call border Spanish, and those are the kids who stay in this program because they have no structure. Our students who have never been taught in Mexico or taught in a different language properly, when they come here and they take ELD, it's like learning everything from the beginning. They have no structure to build on, and those are the kids who we get stuck in the program for the longest time.
Douglas School District has more than 4,000 students, and about 700 of them are English language learners.
We are a border town, so everyone assumes, oh, there must be large ELL numbers, and they're all coming straight from the border here to come to school here. But like I said, most of our ELL students are just students who were born here. Their parents speak Spanish, and so they were raised speaking Spanish, and they're put in our program, and they can't pass the test because they have no building blocks.
The Arizona Department of Education is asking schools for a one-year turnover. But Monge-Moen says it takes about 3 years to get a student to become proficient in English. And that could be even longer if the loss of language in the summertime adds up. English language development programs are required by the state to have a four-hour block of English every day, which was the case during the summer program.
A lot of our grammar-based training is not just having kids look at sentences, it's having them manipulate and move stuff around and building word walls and getting up from their seats and actually using the things around them to help build that grammar, and which will lead into their writing, which will lead into their reading.
Sumeya Granger is the Assistant Director of Academic Services at the University of Arizona's Center for English as a Second Language. She says language experts have been researching loss of learning over the summer.
This phenomenon is called language attrition, and the students that are spending a long time away from a language are going to lose some of it. The brain is very good at prioritizing, and if something is being used regularly and is very important, then the brain is going to put resources into that and keep it going, keep it fresh. If something is not being used, those resources will be diverted to other things.
She says this prioritizing happens with language, but also with other academic fields, and time is a factor.
some of these things were identified by Peter Ecke in some of his work, not just completely forgetting, but also taking a longer time to retrieve things. So maybe students haven't totally forgotten, but because they're not using it regularly, it's going to take them a longer time to get the grammar back, to get the words that they want to use.
Granger says there's a term used to describe young people who are in the same situation as the students in Douglas. She calls them Generation 1.5.
And this is sort of between first generation and second generation. These are not people who have arrived in this country as adults, did not speak English, needed to learn it fully as a second language. But it's not also maybe children of immigrants, but who grew up fully speaking English in the home and outside of the home, fully comfortable in all ranges of English. And it's not quite fair to say that they don't have native competence in English. They do. They've been living with it and growing up with it since birth or very young age. But depending on how much it's used and how it's taught, how much it's taught, then the final sort of proficiency that they reach in English before leaving school might vary.
She says some students may become highly proficient in English and become indistinguishable from native speakers. But if their learning is cut short, they may not achieve their full potential in English.
So, for example, if at the end of, you know, in May, they started learning the past perfect tense or something like that, then they just started it in May and then didn't use it all summer. Coming back in August, you can't assume they're ready to start right back up where you left off. You're going to need to do a little more covering and explaining, and then they'll say, oh, yes, that's right, and it'll come back. It's all possible. It's all there, but it just, if it's not used actively, it's going to need to be refreshed or retaught.
During the summer, Douglas School District was able to offer more summer classes than before because of an unusually large amount of grants received this year. In previous years, the summer school was funded by federal money known as Title I. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.